and I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. It's been the top story on Russia's state-run English-language TV channel all day long.
Seriously, because it sounds like a bad spy movie, basically. The details that came out of the U.S. documents saying that the tactics employed by the alleged spies were using invisible ink or sending cryptic messages, posting seemingly innocent pictures on the internet with hidden messages. So their experts are very dubious about these claims.
One of those dubious experts is Viktor Linick. He's the editor-in-chief of the Slovo newspaper in Moscow.
I find it absolutely laughable that the people are actually charged with being a non-registered agents of a foreign country, whereas the United States statutes demand that the foreign agents should be registered. That's why we get a laughable charge of 5 years in prison for this misdemeanor and 20 years for money laundering. Money laundering in this case outweighs criminal and spying charges, if you will.
The Russian government dismissed the charges as baseless and improper. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he's seeking an explanation from Washington. And he noted that the arrests were made just days after Medvedev visited the White House.
Washington's choice of timing was particularly graceful.
A foreign ministry spokesman here said the allegations have echoes of Cold War mania. In those days, Moscow often responded to such U.S. moves in a kind of tit-for-tat fashion. Andrei Kortunov of the New Eurasia Foundation in Moscow wouldn't be surprised to see a similar reaction now.
I think that this is something that cannot be excluded, but Russia can, at least for the time being, the Russian side has not recognized that these people indeed worked for Moscow.
Prime Minister Vladimir Putin seemed somewhat perturbed. Putin said the U.S. police had gone out of control, but the prime minister added that he hopes all of the positive gains that have been achieved in the U.S.-Russian relationship will not be damaged. For the world, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.